our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. Thy will be done here as it is in heaven. Take a moment and take a long, slow, deep breath in. Slowly let it out. As you breathe in, time and time again, remember God's Spirit abides in you. God, we invite you as best we can, with whatever faith we have, to speak to us today. Just take a moment and personally, however you feel led, invite the Lord to meet with you right here, right now. Today, we're going to meditate on Psalm 1. The psalmist starts off and says, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers." Reflecting on last year, take a moment and ask yourself, what were some of the biggest influences in my life last year? Father, thank you for being our good shepherd that leads us on paths of righteousness. Thank you that we are given the freedom to choose what influences us and what direction we take in our lives. Help us follow the footsteps of Jesus in his way. The psalmist continues by contrasting a different life, a better way. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. Take a moment and ask yourself, what am I delighting in today? Ask yourself, what do I find myself meditating on during the day or before bed? Father, as you reveal what is influencing our decisions, what we are setting our minds on, we ask that you would give us a fresh desire to delight in you and your perfect word. Teach us again, as it says in Colossians, to set our minds on things above, not earthly things, for we have died. And our life is now hidden with Christ. Teach us to set our minds on you. For we have died, and our life is now hidden with Christ. Psalmist continues saying that this person who delights in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night, is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Father, we want to prosper and flourish the way you designed us to. Let's take a moment and reflect on the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Yourself, what Christ-like fruit is the Spirit wanting to bear more in my life this year? We are unable to live a prosperous, fruitful life, bearing the fruit of righteousness apart from you and your abiding word. We ask that in your kindness, you cultivate new, lasting, prosperous fruit in us this year that brings life to those around us. The psalmist finishes by saying, "Not so are the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction." We humbly thank you, Father, that we are named among the righteous because of your grace. We ask that you would guard us today from turning away from you to lesser things that lead to destruction. In you is life everlasting. In you we have all that we need. In you is the hope of the world. In you is life flourishing. So we set our hearts and minds on you today. Thank you that you desire to be with us, and you desire to make us more like Jesus, and you will complete the work that you've begun in all of us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.